And I'm gonna be doing a little rap. No,
but there's a rap in the beginning. Are you ready?
Oh God.
Do I know this song?
Maybe.
Prejudice wrote a song about. Like to hear it? Here we go. Free your mind. I wear tight clothing, high heel shoes. That doesn't mean that I'm a prostitute. No, no, no. Oh, she did the growl. I wear the thigh. All right, welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I am R&B artist Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and our guest today is a hilarious stand-up comedian, as per usual, and friend in real life. It's Elena Banfield.
Hey.
Hello.
Elena's our comedy little sister, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. We look out for you like
Yeah,
hawks.
Like the first time we met you, we were like, yes, we're protecting that one.
Thank God. I don't know what I would do without you guys sometimes.
Get under the wing.
Yeah. It is funny, too. I'm a natural blonde, and Lizzie
I'm
has
a natural blonde as well.
Wavy hair. I feel like you're like a little
you
secret
could be our
baby.
Child.
Yeah, you could be our child.
You could be our child if I decided to be with Andrea, but I won't. She's in love with me.
Fuck you, man.
She's unrequitedly in love with
What's
me.
What's it going to take, dude? What's he gonna take?
God, I think it'd be funny if you were.
Oh, he's so sick.
It'd be so
sick
twisted.
And wrong.
I forget that you're both blondes.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you guys decide to no longer be blonde?
I was high school.
Yeah. College.
College. Okay. Yeah.
The first abortion. I was like, well, might as well take it.
Might as well lean
take it to the dark.
Yeah. And right when I did, everyone was like, "Wow, I'm so glad you stopped dyeing your hair blonde." And I was like, "I wasn't, but." Thanks for telling me I'm naturally ugly.
Right. Like, I'm so glad you stopped spending money on those mid highlights. Yeah. And you're like, no, that was...
Well, that's the hair God gave me, but yeah. Thanks for everything.
Thanks for... just as a rule, don't comment. When someone changes their appearance, A, they're going through something.
Yeah.
Or B, that's just how they look. No need to say anything.
Or they finally figured it out, but you don't have to tell them that they were ugly before.
Yeah.
Unless they're a boy.
Sure.
They're a boy, you can be like, oh my God, you look so much better than you used to.
Yeah, they actually don't know.
Right.
So you should tell them.
Yeah.
Like, I love when a boy finally shaves his fucking head.
Oh my God.
No matter what, I'll always be like, great choice, soldier.
Yeah.
I love that.
Men, when they bald from the back for a while, they don't know.
They don't know.
But sometimes you don't realize it either. Like, if they're
sure.
tall enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's yeah. what they get.
And
yeah.
I'm bald all the way on the back.
Yeah, that's
the
way. God, do you remember when we were talking about how funny it would be if I shaved just the top of my head?
I would do that.
And I left the rest long.
If you had the strength and
if I was truly
to
punk
that,
rock,
yeah.
If you left the bangs too,
yeah,
full top on bangs, long like jellyfish bottoms.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys seen the jellyfish hair?
Yeah.
I'm happy right now. I'm like truly happy.
It'd be amazing if I could do it. If I was like really, really skinny, I might do it.
There are certain,
but you have to be really. You can't.
There's like a certain look you have to be already rocking before
things.
You do that.
Yeah. You're a skinny bitch.
See, but I don't
shave
have the look though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine this outfit and I do what we just
right.
talked about?
Right.
It would be,
you know,
look a little special.
I need to start making clothes that I've made myself.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to be bald, you absolutely must be wearing all black.
Yeah.
You have to give up department store clothing.
Absolutely.
You have to only thrift. You have to, like,
yeah.
Oh, thrifting is, I have gripes with thrifting
oh,
as well.
Me. Of course.
Thank
too.
God.
Just buy a shirt.
Everyone
bad.
Wants to
talking
go thrifting.
About here.
Why do you want to go thrifting?
I've never liked it.
Everybody wants to go. The whole time we were in Europe, all of the people we were with were like, there's a thrift store down here. And I was like, they're the same everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
They smell bad. Their clothes are weird. You only have to be crazy thin to wear them.
They're used.
Used?
Yeah.
People are dead who wore these.
Yeah.
I don't want to
see that part.
That
I think is cool.
Dead are going
like
to kill
I would like to go to a thrift store where everyone whose clothes are in there is for sure confirmed dead.
Yeah.
And then I'd like it.
Yeah. That
You're
would actually be kind of fun.
Freak.
And if you found out how they died on the article of clothing,
that would be fun.
And if they were dead when they wore, you know what I mean? Like,
did they die in it?
I'd pay more for those. Pulmonary embolism.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Those are the ones on the mannequins in the front of the store.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But if it's like, most thrift stores, I'm like, yeah, I can tell why you didn't like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, like, yes. Someone got rid of this because they didn't like
it's like
it.
Poorly sized.
Yeah. It doesn't fit anyone well.
Yeah.
And then
so you got rid of
it. Yeah. To everybody that you're thrifting with and be like, that is cute.
Yeah.
Like, right, I'm like, right. It's cute if you like throw it away and don't wear it. I don't know.
There's no worse self-esteem moment where you can't find anything in a thrift store. So, but you want to be cool with the girls. So you just buy a giant, like Looney Tunes shirt to be like, it's oversized, but it
and
fits.
And I like that about it.
I love that it's purple. I have so many things that are bright purple.
I love that it used to belong to a big, big man. And it's the only thing in here that fits me. I love that. This is a fun way to spend a Sunday.
I'll wear it with leggings.
I do love a thrift store that's like household items.
Okay, yes.
That I love. Like, yes.
Goodwill is a good store. They've got everything you need.
And those people are dead.
Yeah.
Those people are dead. Those people are dead. Yeah. And I love that somebody had to tearfully clean out their mom's house.
So that I
could have a set of plates. I love that.
I mean, a lot of stuff in here is from thrift stores. So yeah. We're surrounded by, what people in their 40s had to put
shout
in boxes.
Shout out Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Shout out.
And if anybody needs an air conditioner, all you have to do is come pick it up.
Right?
I'm getting rid of one.
Oh, okay. You should have told me
actually,
that.
Actually, me fucking too. It's and a television. Bad.
Oh, my God,
wants
guys.
That.
I'm getting rid of a TV too.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't
wanna
tempt
trade?
Me.
Yeah. You want to just get rid of each other's TVs? Yeah,
I already have skis that I found on the corner of the block. You can't say you have these free things because I will take them.
You picked
them
up the skis?
I picked up skis.
That's really interesting. Why?
Skis, I might pick up.
I flipped them.
Yeah.
The profit margin.
Flip them.
200%.
Yeah.
Oh, that's free $250.
Skis, I'd pick up. Sure.
Okay, I'm talking to a guy on Facebook Market about them. And yes, he's Indian and probably a scammer, but...
Okay, that was racist. I'm just going to stop and say that was full-blown racist.
He's
like, why would an Indian man want skis?
Right. Like,
I've never seen them do that.
More so, it doesn't seem like he lives in New York to pick them up.
Yeah.
Listen, love and peace.
There's a difference between Indian and in India.
Right, thank you. And I thank you for making that clear. Yeah. And I issue a formal apology to the Indian population.
He's just like a guy who works in tech.
Yeah,
happens to be Indian.
I'm like, sorry to all those in Mumbai who ski. My apologies.
I'm not shipping the skis.
I'll donate the proceeds to some sort of Indian charity. I'm sorry I said that.
Some sort of Indian charity is awesome.
We're already in too deep.
We're already in too deep.
Yet.
We can't. We talked about it. We riffed on it. It's in.
My mom has a hard-on for Indian men, and she finds so... time to bring it up when we were in New York. There was like a hot Indian guy, and she was like, I find them very attractive.
Wow.
And I was like, noted.
Yeah. Your mom is like of the era of like hippie adjacent white lady.
She
was like
hippie,
an Eastern man.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to learn about the ways of his culture.
Yeah,
he's from Idaho.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, it's
very like Sex in the City.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Usama Siddiqui was at my wedding, and
you just want to tell us now that you know some of them.
Right, I know some of them. I know a really hot one who was on Sex and the City,
the reboot.
So I'd sell him my skis any day. But my mom was like mesmerized with Usama, and I was like, keep it.
I know. I saw them talking, and I was like, Usama's gonna be your new dad.
I can't. I simply can't. It's been a rough few years. I can't lose half that inheritance too. Keep it together. Anyways, we got a lot of gripes to cover today.
Yeah, we got a lot of ground.
Let's start with Elena's, I feel.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, I like it. I love
it. Okay, so I've been re-entering the dating pool lately.
Welcome back.
So mine is I've been here for 2 years. I haven't seriously dated anyone in 3 years, and I haven't gone on a date in like a full year. So the past 2 weeks, I've gone on a multitude of dates.
Love
and
that.
So
yeah.
My respectfully, if you are on a first date, no complaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
Zero complaining.
Yeah.
Don't complain about the wait staff, about the traffic. Like, just be.
The wait. We were doing the wait staff.
Just kind of like, oh, it's taking a long time to, you know.
Oh,
I'm like, dude.
Shut the
fuck
up.
I'm a bartender. I don't want to hear about it.
Because of the way that dating is now and because people treat it like a job or an errand, people have forgotten that we came here to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit here and complain the whole time?
Like, why are you bringing your worst self on your first date? Like, it's not impressive to me.
This is, I'm assuming, man?
Man, yes.
Yes. The reason behind this is that they've been getting away with bringing their worst self for literally
to
everything. Centuries.
Yeah.
And like just like dating a fucking 10 and being like, I actually nagged her on the first date and she just was like brainwashed by patriarchy. Yeah. And was like, he's so real. And now for the first time in their lives, we're like kind of like, that's annoying. And they're like, we gotta kill them all.
No, no. Now they're like, women don't care about men's emotions.
Right. That kind of.
You mean the thing we've been fixing for centuries?
Yeah. What are you fucking
women
talking
don't care about?
About
men's emotions.
Right.
I've never known a man who didn't go to therapy by the suggestion of a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, never it's, on their own.
All we do is care about your feelings.
Yeah.
In our best interest to care about your feelings and know where you're at all times.
So
I don't fucking die. And I don't. The one that. Speaking about like complaining about women and hating women, like the thing that really got me and like what made me think of this is that I went on a first date with this guy and the whole time, like the whole day leading up to it, he's texting me about his sister that just came in town to visit him.
I don't meet her.
I didn't meet her. Also,
I don't know
like,
her.
I don't have a sister. I can't relate. Don't fucking complain to me about your sister.
She's dead.
Yeah.
You're also like, yeah, you're going to complain to me about a woman you're supposed to love.
Exactly.
How are you going to talk
about
me?
You love? Exactly. And like the things that he was saying, I guess, where I'm just like, ooh, you do just have to be a little bit more like, you have to know someone a little bit more intimately to give your like complaints and gripes
to
them. Yes. Because he was like, this is the example. So he was like, I picked her up from the airport and she lit a cigarette in my car and then we get back to my apartment
diva.
And the next morning I find a half smoked spliff on the counter and she left the door unlocked and I was like, buddy, I'm your sister. I'm rooting for her.
Welcome to a date with your sister.
What the fuck, you know?
If there's one thing I'm gonna do, it's smoke in your car.
Yes. You're gonna marry your mom and you're gonna fuck your sister.
Exactly.
And here I am being your fucking sister. Shut up.
Yeah.
I also love what you said. Like, there is an intimacy element to being able to actually complain.
That's half of a relationship.
You know what I mean? Like, once you're in a relationship, babe, complain away. We ran out of stories.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Even
you know
with,
what I
like,
mean?
Friends, too. You know, like meeting new people. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I just have a. Maybe it's because I'm also, maybe I complain. I don't know what the deal
don't
is.
You
I'm like,
dare
people
flip
come
this.
To me and I get complaints from people I don't know.
No, yeah, it's because you're a woman.
Like, that's crazy.
It's because you're a woman and you have like an open heart and people can smell it a mile away.
Yeah, you're like, you're like pure in spirit.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
people
yeah.
take advantage of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like crossing my arms and scowling.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's not a bad move. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like in a relationship, if you're gonna come home and complain about your day, oh, I love it. Give it to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like on a first date,
yeah.
why are we having this bummer fucking conversation about how your sister's kind of annoying?
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Tell me about one redeeming quality you have.
Right. Right. What was how long after the sister complaining were you supposed to be going on a date? Like, how long did you know this person before this started?
Well, I knew him for, we had like talked a couple days on Hinge and then did the like phone number exchange thing, which isn't my favorite. I prefer to do like an Instagram or something.
Sure.
But probably like, it was like that morning, like when he had went and picked his sister up, he had, like, had started complaining and then was kind of like, even was like kind of like, had responded to the bar that he had sent me and been like, you didn't respond to this. Is this still like good to, you know what I mean?
God.
I was like, yeah, it's great. I'm 17 minutes away. Like, I'll go.
This is needy.
You know?
This
it
is also giving needy, which is the thing that they fucking always throw in our faces.
Yeah.
It's so, you want me to be a therapist before I even see your dick and know if it's worth
right.
it? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Well, and I want to be like, can you just be a chill girl?
Right.
Like, what's wrong with you? Why are you fucking complaining so much?
And imagine if we did that. Like, imagine if a girl showed up to a first date and was just complaining about her life the whole time. Every guy in the world would be like, God, she's a bitch.
Or this is going to be too much.
She's high maintenance.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, too, of like, I don't know. It reminds me of course, we bring it back to stand up always. But I'm like, it's like telling like a kind of like edgy joke. I'm like, you don't start with it.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know
like,
you.
You know, I don't know you. You haven't won my, I don't like you yet.
Yeah.
Is I think is the whole thing. So I'm like, I don't like you enough.
I don't like you enough to deal with this.
To deal with it. Yeah.
I have the bet. Oh my God. This was, maybe you entered my spirit for 6 months when I did this.
Nice, dude.
Because,
you
and
wish
I want
I'd
you to
enter
your
spirit.
I was very much in a fuck buddy relationship. Mm-hmm. This is the most annoying man I've ever slept with, which is insane because I slept with a rapist, but here we are. Okay. I liked the rapist more than this guy.
Sure.
Personality wise.
Yeah.
Some of them are charming.
Have to be,
you know?
How do you get the girl in the door? So this guy, I had just gotten out of a breakup. I literally messaged him being like, hey, would you like to have sex with me? Like, sorry if this is weird, blah, blah, blah. I think you're really hot. Do you want to have sex with me? Just got out of a breakup. Couldn't have been clearer.
Yeah.
The parameters. Also, like, for a man, incredible pussy on your
lap.
Yes. Yeah. Andrea Allen is out of relationship. She's an insane slut and she has zero attachment to me. Like, truly zero attachment. What a dream.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dream arrangement. Then he just kept complaining about his job, paragraph, text, complaining about why he wasn't far enough in stand-up. You're not funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know,
about, like, how I was getting stuff. Like, it was just, like, passive-aggressive, snipey bullshit. Not even that good at sex. And then I got one of these, like, I think I got a voice memo that was, like, 4 minutes long.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, and I'm like, enough.
Do you know how close to me you have to be?
Oh, my
for
God.
For me to listen to a four-minute voice.
Yes.
You can't fast forward those.
No, there is the no times two button on that.
And by the way, who's in charge of Apple these days?
Yeah, hey.
By the way, whoever that is.
Throw
come
that
on.
In there. Come
on.
So I basically was like, hey, you keep complaining about the same stuff and not doing anything differently.
Sing it.
And then I was also like, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes.
And if we were, I still would not be putting up with this.
Yeah.
And he was so mad.
They get so mad.
He was so mad. He went crazy at my apartment once, like in front of my friend who was there. And we were all like, And then he had to sleep over because he lived too far for me to go home.
Oh, my God.
Get an Uber.
My God. And then he came to a work event I had and brought me a dozen balloons. A dozen?
Balloons.
You should be killed in the town square.
Yes.
That's not even romantic.
It's crazy.
It's just a burden.
It's a threat. He was crying with a dozen balloons, and I'm awesome. Like, again, worse than the rapist.
And you think this is going to make me want to have sex with you?
Yes.
I had a similar thing like that with someone who I was seeing, someone who like I wanted to be in a relationship with, but they insisted that we be like casual still.
Yeah.
And that was like, whatever. I said yes because I, you know, we all do that.
Yeah, we all do.
We all say yes and we're like, maybe someday. But so like that was the arrangement, right? We're not in a relationship. We're just dating. We're just sleeping together, whatever. And then the same thing, like they started complaining to me about everything in their life. And I did the same thing where I was like, hey, we need to like talk about what the boundaries are here because you're getting every girlfriend benefit in the book right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not your fucking girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes.
I was like, I straight up was like, I don't go to you with good or bad news.
Right.
Because you've asked me to not be in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
So you can't do that to me now.
Yeah. Sing it, sister. Also, to do this on a first date means the burden you're going to hear from this man.
Oh.
He just met you.
Yeah.
Also, like, don't you realize that people want to date happy people?
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to, you know? Yeah. I feel comfortable talking about this so openly on a podcast as well because he's, like, one of those guys that's like, I don't have social media. I'm like, you're toxic.
Yeah.
Something, you're a male manipulator.
Something's wrong.
I don't have. Yeah, you do. You have something somewhere and it's
going
to be crazy.
It's a pedophile account.
That means you're trying to get laid on Facebook. Fucking
Facebook
pervert.
Dating. Like,
pervert.
God. Yeah. But to complain about it on the first date and everything. And then he was also like, what was I going to fucking say about him? I'll say this also.
He probably has a Finsta where he looks at women like sitting on cakes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this fucking
I love stumbling into fetish content. I love watching a girl eat a hard boiled egg and be like, God, this is for somebody.
I do love watching something and being like, oh, is this fetish content?
Yeah.
And realizing that it is.
It definitely is.
But I've been enjoying that platonically.
Yeah.
On my feed for weeks now. And now I'm realizing that it's some weird egg fetish.
Absolutely platonic. Enjoying. Yeah. It's always a girl with big fake lips eating a hard-boiled egg, and I'm like, I love this.
Yes. It's ASMR, but she's wearing like a fucking huge push-up bra, and you're like, she's really calming for some reason.
Yeah. I've also dated guys that are like, no, it's not sexual. I'm like, it's sexual. The ASMR,
Yeah,
on your, sexual. It's fine that it is too. It's weird that you're making it not.
I love people who are so repressed that are like, I just don't know what this good tingly feeling is, and it's like it's horny.
Yeah, yes, 100%.
That feeling I would identify as horny.
Yeah, if it was a man, I'd be like, turn this off.
Yeah, that would give me.
You rub
that would
the
give
rocks
me the
together.
A guy being into a guy watching ASMR before he goes to sleep would give me the
for sure.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit too much.
Yeah, that's for girls.
Will you ever have? Did you see this guy again after that? No judgment.
No.
Good for you.
So this was, I remember now. So when, he also did this thing that I hate. I don't know if you guys remember from dating, but like you'll go on a date with someone.
We remember this time from dating.
Remember this time from back when dating?
Hi. One time at dating.
One time I went to dating. But like the date's over. Like we've had drinks, we've had dinner, whatever. Yeah. It's like time to go. And then they're like, this guy was like, let's go do karaoke. I'm like,
what?
I'm not going to a second location with
firing
you.
Firing squad.
You know?
Now like, this is all full shift.
Yeah.
And but then like, but he's like standing there talking to me.
What are you doing?
That's what I'm seeing.
I used to have this move that I recommend where you always say that you have plans after.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
if you like them, you get to tell them that the plans were made up and they passed.
Yeah. That's great.
You get to be like, hey, remember that thing I had after this? I don't have it. I just
that's a
wasn't
great
sure
idea.
If I'd like you and I do.
I do always set something up. Usually I tell my cousin, like the text I send to my cousin before I go on a date, I'm like, I'm going out with John Smith. We are going here.
Yes.
He does this for a profession. And like,
yeah, this is everything
this
I know about
everything
him.
I know about him. This is his Instagram, blah, 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 whatever.
Oh, my God.
And but I always have my cousin. I'm always just like, hey, at like 11, just text me and tell me the dog's pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Perfect. Your shit, like be mad at me. Just be pissed at me.
Call me and yell at me.
Yo, my fucking roommate is so mad. I gotta go.
Dude, one of my texts when I was going to dating, when I was unmedicated, was like, I'm going to meet this vampire couple for a threesome.
Yeah, you were texting me that.
Yeah.
And I had to be like, have fun, be safe. Yeah.
I actually ended up getting in some guy's car at COVID with dating at COVID.
I'm like in the woods with a few other people with flashlights. And then you text me and you're like, I just got home. And I'm like, call it off. We're good, actually. We're good. She just had sex with him. It's fine.
No condom. He's married. Don't
worry
about it.
Everything's
She's alive.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. My big one was because this happened to me for real once. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to lie.
Yeah.
Is to take a thing that happened for real and then use it again.
Yeah.
Because that feeling's still there.
Yeah. Well, one time I was on a date and my roommate went to smoke or get the mail or something, but she didn't have shoes on and she got locked out.
Perfect.
So she can't go hang out at like a coffee shop until my date is over.
Yeah.
So whenever I was on a bad date, I'd be like, my roommate got locked out and she doesn't have shoes on.
Perfect.
It is perfect.
It's perfect.
And it's perfect.
I have to go right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
She
doesn't have shoes on.
I will say also sometimes telling the truth when it's that bad is kind of freeing.
It's really liberating.
Yeah. Like this guy was like, do you want to get another drink? And I was like, do you? And he was like, actually, no.
Yeah.
I was like, great. And he was like, do you want to have sex? And I was like,
that happened to me. I went on a date once I looked at my phone. It was exactly 14 minutes long, the whole date. And
beautiful.
We met at a bar. I had already told him that I didn't drink.
Yeah.
But we met at a bar anyway, which is fine. I was fine with going on dates to bars and not drinking, but he was like obviously feeling weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
was an alcoholic.
He was like, well, let's just like go find a place where we can like, I was vaping. So he was like, let's go find a place where like you can vape without having to hide it.
Buy a dumpster.
Yeah. What are you fucking talking about?
I pictured like a bar with a patio.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Because the day we were setting out was like right next to the bouncer. So I was being like sneaky.
Yeah.
And so he was like, let's go to a bar that you can vape at. And I was like, okay. So we're like walking. And first of all, he stops at a vape store and is like, do you want to go in here? And I was like, no, I have one. This is not like a place for a date. Even though the vape store was called Love Story. And then
what
we're
if
like,
you want to stop it? You can pick up your puffs in there.
So we're like walking. He's doing an impression of Bill Burr, obviously.
Yeah.
And we get to his, so we're walking and he goes, oh, this is my apartment.
Oh,
and I was
that's so creepy.
And so I wanted to be nice because I have known this person for 14 minutes and I, you know, it could be a murderer.
Yeah.
And we're at his apartment. So I was like, oh, I'm like not really comfortable going inside. And we'd only talked on the app. So I was like, I'm not really comfortable going inside, but I'll give you my phone number. And then he goes, let's be honest, there's really nothing here between us.
Okay.
And I was like, And I straight up to his face went, yeah, I know, I was being nice.
Right.
And then he still was like, do you want to go upstairs anyway?
Insane.
And I was like, but you're the one who said the words. There's nothing here.
Yeah.
Do I want to go upstairs? Brother, no.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
I want to never see you again in my whole life.
Yeah. But he's like, let's throw in a whatever fuck. And you're like, you're going to come.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be scared.
And also he was
That's what a whatever fuck is. It you is. Come, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Also, he was unemployed and it was a nice building. So I was like, oh my God, your parents pay your rent and you suck.
Ew.
One or the other. You simply must pick a struggle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with dating someone whose parents are paying for a nice apartment. I love hanging out in a nice apartment. Mm-hmm. But you better be a good hang.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Bring something to the table.
I mean, to your point about like a naggy bitch, a naggy male bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would so much rather, if I'm going to date like a damaged individual, I'd so much rather you like relapse and have a ponytail.
Buy a horse.
For you, exactly.
Yes. Buy a horse.
For you to
do
be
something
wearing
stupid.
A vest and be like, oh my God.
My job is hard.
I want to go into film. And I'm like, ew.
I had a fuck buddy once, purely fuck buddy. We were both very much on the same page that we would never date each other, who would complain to me about the girl he had a crush on.
Oh, no. I forgot about this guy.
And like, it's so heartbreaking.
I didn't like him, so I was like, but when we like stopped seeing each other, I did make a point to be like, hey, by the way, she doesn't like you back and you need to move on.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care because I never wanted to be with you.
Yeah.
But for the future, for you and for the other women that you have sex with.
For the community.
You simply must move on from, and for her.
Yeah.
She doesn't like you back. Leave her alone.
Yeah. There's nothing more pathetic than the best guy friend who's just waiting patiently.
I hate.
Either be boring and have money or be insane and know how to fuck. And those are your two lanes.
You must be bringing something
to
my life.
To the table.
Wait, I have one that we forgot about when we were talking before the show, but it's a really fun one.
Let's do it.
I want to do it. Okay. Respectfully, if you posted an April Fool's Instagram story where you said you were pregnant or something similar and everyone believed you, that doesn't make your friends dumb. That means you're dumb and everyone noticed.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
If I posted that I was pregnant on April Fool's Day, nobody would believe it because everybody in my life knows that if I got pregnant, I would discreetly and respectfully get an abortion immediately.
Yes, yes.
And I certainly wouldn't be posting about it because I wouldn't be keeping it.
Yeah.
Everybody in my life knows that about me. If people believed you when you said that your not ready to have a baby ass was pregnant, that says so much more about you than your pure of heart friends who believe lies.
Yeah.
Or you send out, they do it, and then you send out the text. You know when someone has a friend near them who dies or a family member who dies and you don't want to ask how the person died?
Yeah. So you have to do the phone chain.
So you go like, I'm so sorry for your loss. And then you wait to see if they tell you what happened. It's like that when you're like, congratulations. And then I did this to a woman and she was like, oh, it's a joke. Why is everyone? And I'm like, because you're 35.
Because you said you're pregnant.
You seem to desperately want a baby.
Yeah.
What is this bit?
All you tell me about is how you desperately want a baby.
Right.
Yeah. Also, to that note, kind of a shitty April Fool's Day joke.
Right.
To be like, I'm pregnant. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But I still have the ability to be.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking losers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's.
And also, it's like, it's definitely a thing that people who want attention do to see who cares about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always joke that, like, I want to pretend relapse so I know who cares.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I know who's real in my life.
Yeah.
It's that, you know?
Is. Yeah.
It's like when they
And that's pathetic, dude. As someone who feels that way, I don't do it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's pathetic.
It's like the North Korean dictator who pretended to die so he saw who betrayed them after his own funeral.
And that actually, I think, is diva.
Oh, I love
that.
That
is actually fucking funny.
That's diva. I like that.
Incredible.
I like that.
What was another April Fool's thing? I had a kid. I got engaged is definitely less common.
Or worse, we got engaged and it's like a couple who's been together for 15 years and she desperately wants to get married.
Oh my God.
You're like, you think this is funny?
Everyone feels...
Oh, also, I've talked about this on the show before. I'm like deep into the Reddit page of like, am I overreacting? And it's always like, it's always a woman whose boyfriend like punched a wall next to her face and she's like, am I overreacting by breaking up with him?
Yeah.
And then a man whose like girlfriend forgot to take the trash out and he's like, obviously I couldn't be overreacting about this.
Yeah.
And so I'm obsessed with it and I love it. And there were so many on April 2nd that were like, am I overreacting? My boyfriend broke up with me as a joke. or my boyfriend told me he was cheating on me as a joke. And for 8 hours, I was heartbroken.
What the fuck?
And then he thought it was weird that I was mad because it was funny. Obsessed with this.
That's insane.
That's a sociopath, dude.
Yeah.
You're dating a guy who's getting off on seeing you be in pain.
Yeah. He probably killed small animals.
He probably killed small animals and went to bed.
He threw a canary in a blender. Minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to, as a joke, break up with your significant other.
Oh my
God. Or say I cheated on you. Like, that is so heartbreaking.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. If I did that to my boyfriend, I would have to be like, I cheated on you. April Fools, I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't, before you can feel anything bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't expressly tell people in my life that I don't like April Fools.
Yeah.
And like, even if it's April 1st and it's obvious, I don't like being tricked.
Yeah.
Or I don't like being bullied for fun.
Sorry, yeah. I believe you.
Yeah. Sorry, I believe women.
Yeah. So my bad, dude.
My April Fools could be I got raped, LOL.
Now that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
That's kind of fun.
At the rape trauma center.
You like put up a picture of a guy you just don't like.
Rapist.
Yeah. Okay, April Fools, but you guys are always gonna think about
it.
That
was a fucking joke, Connor. Calm down.
Yeah. Oh my God. Men cannot take a joke.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Kind of fun.
April Fools.
April Fools.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Should we take a quick little break?
Let's take a little break. Let's come back.
Sweet.
And we're back, folks.
Did you miss us?
Did you miss us?
April Fools, we're not back.
I'm pregnant.
Okay. April Fools, I'm dead.
April Fools, we just did an abortion on this table.
Oh, April Fools, we're not actually friends. Yeah.
Great. Great bit.
And that's a lot of podcasts.
Not friends, hate each other.
Hate each other. But they're making a little bit of ad money.
Yeah. Hey, you had a hot take.
Oh, so yes.
But now we're circling back to it about the boring complainer.
Yes, boring complainer, and just like having issues and like what those issues are. And you said like, I'd rather you like relapse and like have a weird ponytail. And I'm like, that's just like, it's a problem I know how to handle. You know?
Yes.
Like I'm like, I have a joke about this, but I'm like, I like dated a dude once that played wheelchair tennis as an able-bodied man.
Awesome.
And I'm like, what kind of weird psychology is behind that? You know what I mean? Like maybe it's because my mom was like a pill head. I'm like, I get that you can get over that, but like,
what is he, the funniest guy alive?
Yeah.
He's actually really chill about it. I sent him the bit about like dating a guy that did wheelchair tennis, and he's like, it's funny, I'll let it slide. And I'm like, you're also fucking weird.
It's
like,
so funny that you had to tell him that's funny.
Yeah.
You're playing wheelchair tennis normal. And you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Shut down the pod. We gotta start from the beginning. Where did he get the wheelchair from?
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So that's exactly the thing, is that I'm like, he purchased a wheelchair.
Those are not cheap.
They're not cheap.
Yeah.
And was he just bad at regular tennis?
He had to, that also, tennis is so side to side. Why are you playing that in a wheelchair?
Yeah, get a
better.
It's all lateral.
You might as well play wheelchair soccer. Yeah. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
But apparently it's like a big thing. Wheelchair tennis like doubles, you know, or whatever.
And they couldn't find one other wheelchair guy.
That's the whole thing. But yeah, he had like a sport wheelchair, and I found out about it because I came in and he was like adjusting the wheelchair.
I would
thing.
Be like, did I have a stroke and I have a boyfriend in a wheelchair? I know. I didn't realize.
Well, he talked about it. I say this in the joke. I'm like, he talked about it all the time. I felt stupid when I found out because I thought, you say wheelchair tennis, I think you're helping disabled kids.
Yes. Yeah.
After school. I didn't think that you are playing in a league.
Also, imagine someone beating you at wheelchair tennis and then they get up and walk away. I'd be so mad.
He's so mad.
I'd be so mad.
It's like joining the Special Olympics if your eyes are just a little further apart than normal.
It's like that movie where Johnny Knoxville pretended to be special needs to be in the Special Olympics, which is one of the most problematic things ever, but it is funny.
Funny
it
bad.
Funny
bad. Yeah. Wait, how far into the relationship did you learn about the wheelchair tennis?
So this was actually date one. Like situationship type territory, like kind of guy. But he was a manager at a place I used to work at. And then in my 2 weeks, we like started like hooking up or whatever. So I had heard, because like Tuesdays, he wants me to take a shift on Tuesdays because he's a wheelchair attendant. So like I knew about it for like a year of like working with him that he was active in a wheelchair community. I just didn't know it was him. And I didn't know it was for adults.
Love that.
Dude, April 1st, I'm in a wheelchair. Also funny. Oh my God.
But he was a generous lover, so I let it go on for like probably 3 more months or something like that.
He also has wheelchair blowjobs.
Also, his arms are probably strong from all the wheelchair tennis.
He had the body of a wheelchair athlete. For sure, soft in the middle and big in the forearm.
Did he lift himself up? Did he show you tricks?
No.
Oh my God. I'd be at every round, every match, wearing like a ribbon of sorts for wheelchair tennis, being like, go, babe, go.
That's my man.
I love wiping you. You're like, he's like, I'm not lying to these people. And you're like, I am.
Yes.
I know.
I'm actually getting into character as lady who's married to a disabled guy and is really annoying.
I'd
about
buy a
it.
Van, dude. Yeah. I'd buy one of the special vans.
Yeah, I can't wait. He had to borrow his sister's car to go to
bed. Oh my God.
Because he just had like a sedan.
Oh,
you know?
I love that.
Did you ever get into like why he decided to do this?
I don't think I cared about him enough.
Oh, yeah. His number. I got to know about this psychology. I have a new obsession.
I want to know everything about this.
But yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I can't believe
that's allowed.
Yeah, I guess how can they check? Do they like push him out of
the
wheelchair?
Really, it's like when they used to find out if someone's a witch. They're like, oh no, he drowned. Yeah. He was paralyzed. Yes.
Well, he was strapped into the wheelchair when you threw him in. Yeah, I don't think any adult league sports, I don't think it's that serious.
Yeah.
I think probably some of them were handicapped and some of them weren't.
I bet it really was a numbers issue.
Some sort of workout that is on Reddit.
Yeah. They probably were like, unfortunately, we don't have enough actual wheelchair users.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to come play wheelchair tennis. You can. It's okay if you can walk.
It's okay if you can walk. We'll allow it.
Yeah. It's just the guys who aren't that fast.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like you'd be worse at it anyways. It's not like you're at an advantage if you can walk.
Yeah.
You're not used to being in a fucking wheelchair.
I'll commend the... It would take a lot of restraint for me to not stand up. Because I'm competitive.
Yeah.
If there was a ball a little bit out of reach, I would definitely pop out of the chair and try to get it.
Yeah.
It would take a lot to keep me in the chair.
Who's the referee for wheelchair tennis also?
Can I? Wheelchair.
Do they need one?
Yes.
I'd love to.
Yes. I'm available. My life is now dedicated to this.
I'd love to be the referee of wheelchair tennis, only non-wheelchair users.
Yeah.
And I want it to be their first time.
Yeah.
Men using a wheelchair for the first time.
Oh,
they probably get so frustrated.
Oh my God.
I can't get it to go backwards.
Well, imagine someone that's like good at playing basketball, and then they start playing wheelchair basketball, and they're just like, fuck my whole identity.
Dude, there's a guy, he's a comic. I don't know him well. And God, I hope he doesn't listen to this. He was on a first date with a girl and they were on a rooftop and he fell through the glass keyhole. And he was paralyzed from it.
From the
waist down.
Yeah.
And the girl who he was dating now is his wife, which is like beautiful.
And thank God.
Women do that,
thank
by the way.
God. Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. The guy would have left the hospital early. But
the guy would have left the roof with you on the ground.
Right.
Below
him. Face is busted.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. This butterface is on the stairs. She's not moving a lot. We gotta go. But I'm like, God, what a position to be put in as a woman. Guy gets paralyzed your first date. You can't ghost that guy.
This has nothing to do with...
I
feel like I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
This is now... what I'm going to say is not about the people you're talking about, because I'm sure that they're in love and great people. But there is also a type of girl that definitely goes, oh, he'll never leave
Trapped.
Me.
Trapped. Yep, yep.
He'll never leave me if I stay now.
Yeah.
I know someone who knows... I'm trying to make sure that this person doesn't know
me.
I'm talking
it's
about
me.
Them. No,
I know someone who dated a furry so he wouldn't leave her.
I know someone who knows someone who has a micro penis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a hot enough guy.
Yeah.
With a micro penis.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he does well with women.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling this person who was telling me, the person who was telling me about him was like, I don't get it. And I was like, well, because he's like hot.
Yeah.
So women are definitely like, well, he'll never leave me.
Uh-huh.
But he's been doing well with women his whole life because of that. So he does.
Yeah.
He knows.
Isn't that crazy?
That is fucking crazy. Also, I'd love to see a picture of this guy because I have a theory about dudes' micro penis. I think micro penis eyes is a real thing.
Yeah,
you can look at a man's fucking eyes and then you're like, I can tell.
I really think a small penis, a micro penis.
Yes. Yeah, I really think that based off of a man's face, I can draw his penis almost perfectly.
I believe if I can see eyes up to like brow bone, forehead. I know what your penis
looks like.
Wait,
is there a celebrity that has micro penis eyes? Because I don't. I obviously big dick. We all know all day, every day.
Yeah,
lanky, tall, can see him a mile away.
Yeah.
What's a micro penis eye? Because I've gotten got by micro penises before. Or what are the characteristics?
I can show you a picture of my old coworker.
we won't show the fucking thing.
There's also like a severity behind the eyes.
Because they've been struck down by God.
Yeah, there's like a coldness in there.
And they are kind of hot usually. Like they have like a generic kind of hotness to them.
And it is very much a generic hotness.
Yes.
It's not like a special, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like when you see a guy who looks like a beautiful horse.
Yeah, right. Like, classic.
It's just like a guy who's hot enough. A guy who's like hot in the mall.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Okay, I don't know if this is what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's kind of squinting there, but
they're like a little far apart.
And they're a little far apart.
They're a little far apart.
Because if God was mean there, then
God was mean elsewhere.
Yeah.
There is something about like also someone who like all of their facial features are too small for their head.
Yeah.
Your dick is too small for your body.
Yeah.
How are you 6'5", but your dick's 5'2".
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
God, you're right. The minute you showed me that picture, I was like, correct.
Yeah.
Dusty blonde hair.
That's often.
Why are you blonde as an adult?
If a man has freckles, his penis is probably compromised.
Yeah. Well, that's just Irish stuff.
You sure? Yeah. It is
that's
Irish
just
stuff.
Being Irish, brother. Irish guys not famously hung.
And shout out to those who make up for it in other
ways. But they're
ways.
Fun.
Yeah, they are fun.
They're fun.
Yeah.
I got ghosted by a guy with a micro penis during the pandemic. It was a tough time for everyone. And I remember we were sitting, he was like babysitting his rich friend's apartment. And I remember being like, yeah, sometimes guys like pretend they're more interested in girls just to like get laid because they know their sluts. And then he did the exact same thing to me. And I was like, that was so Inception, you motherfucker. Yeah. You could have just told me. I really wouldn't have been offended.
I got kicked out of a guy with a micropenis's house.
Yeah. Yeah, for horrendous.
Was it related to the micropenis?
Yeah, I think I've told this story before, but whatever. I'll make it quick. This was when I was like in active addiction.
Yeah.
So I was like fucking ripped on coke at this guy's house. And, you know, we were hooking up and I found it.
You located
it.
You
have to find it.
Yeah,
tough,
you have to find it.
You know, I did a little weed whacking and I found it. And I definitely told this story before, but whatever.
No, I love
and
it. It's a great story.
I jerked him off with my two fingers.
Yeah.
And he came and he called me a whore because he was like, I'm religious.
Yeah.
And like, you know, whatever. And
what?
So he called me a whore, and then I said, "You believe in a God that gave you that dick?" And then he kicked me out of his house.
Yeah, I mean,
super funny.
And I think we were both right.
Yeah. No one's really the hero in that story, but no one's
was
really
I being
the villain.
A whore? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he insane for saying that? Yeah. And did I deserve to be kicked out of his house after I said that? Yeah. It's insane he didn't kill me.
Yeah. And would only a whore know the perfect way to do that? Only those who have handled a lot of the equipment know how to work it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
No way was I going to.
No. That's you know? What I did. I mushed it around my mouth.
I can't.
I feel like I'm like, I gotta love you. Yeah. I gotta love you deeply.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, I gotta go on a lot of dates where you're not complaining first.
Yeah.
This is a thing that I've wanted to bring up for a while.
Yeah.
I think I'm in a relationship, so I can't actively do it, but I think single women, I think we should start treating blowjobs the way we treat anal.
Yeah.
Only at the beginning. Once you're in a relationship, blowjob city. Welcome. You made it.
Gates
you
know? Open.
But I feel like there was this thing when I was a teenager where blowjobs became less intimate than sex.
Yes.
So people were like blowing guys that they didn't really know.
Yeah.
And like people would give a blowjob instead of having sex.
The first time
like,
I hooked up, it was a blowjob.
Yeah.
I think we should reverse that.
There's nothing more intimate than putting your mouth on someone's
exactly.
fucking
it's
genitals.
It's in my breathing hole.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, it is something that is purely his pleasure.
Yeah.
I don't give a... You can tell me till you're blue in the face that you also like it. It's not the same.
Yeah.
No.
You know what
I
mean? If you're providing a service.
Yes.
And I think it should maybe be like a borderline girlfriend service.
I think, it should be a girlfriend
like
service.
This.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's good for women.
And honestly, and I wouldn't mind if it went both ways either, because I'm like, I'm not necessarily crazy about someone putting their mouth down there on the first date for me either.
Yeah.
You know 100%. What I mean? Like, I've never wanted someone to eat me out on the first date. I don't know you like that.
I don't want you to eat me out.
Get your nose away from my bum hole.
Yeah, until I can complain to you. Like, Because, yeah, I don't know how you're going to feel about a hemorrhoid. I got to know what's going on. Yeah, you know?
I got to be, able to talk to you. I was, like, talking to this woman the other day, and she was like, I hate when I'm about to hook up with a guy and I have to pee.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's, she was like, I know I'm being crazy, but I feel he's not going to eat me out. Yeah. Or, like, he's going to think I'm gross or something. And I was like, first of all, if he was going to eat you out, he's still going to eat you out, but he probably wasn't. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Yeah.
If we were all waiting to do oral a little longer, you'd be in a position where you'd already be saying things like, oh, I have to pee, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't register the same way.
Yeah. Right.
Let's chill.
Yeah.
Let's chill on the oral. Let's do hugging and kissing and regular sex having with condoms on.
As a vanilla ass bitch, I stand by these statements.
As a non-vanilla ass bitch, I stand by it.
I think at the beginning we should only do things that are fun for both people.
Yeah.
And like actually fun. Not like, I get being like, I like giving a blowjob because I like making somebody feel good.
Sure.
But that's not the same as coming.
Yeah. The performances I've put on for people that did not deserve it.
And also, related, let's bring back hand stuff.
Hand stuff's great.
Hand
stuff is
great. It's such a hack thing now to be like, what did she give you, a hand job? What are you, in high school? Hand jobs are awesome. Fingering's awesome.
Yes. She gave me a hand job and it fucking rocked.
It rocked.
Like, someone else fucking
jerked you off?
Yeah. That's awesome.
She's a king? What is she, your concubine?
For real. Yeah. I also prefer that just because I'm a weird person where I'm like, if I could have sex and it was dry the whole time but still enjoyable, I would prefer.
Yeah.
You know, like the fluids. A lot of people love sex and they love everything about sex and they love like the sweatiness and everything.
Sounds like you love it.
I do not.
I love sex.
But no, I'm like, I'm just weird. I'm like, I don't want other people spit all over me. Yeah. And over my face and stuff.
No, I get that. I definitely am like, I have to like you.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'd rather give you a hand job.
Yeah. You shouldn't be like sweating on me.
Just a formal introduction and an HJ. Dry humping.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hey.
Dry humping and hand stuff are foundational, and you gotta learn the rules before you break them.
Foundational. Here at the Dry Humping and Hand Job Foundation.
Thank you. You know how people are always saying that about art, about like film, that you have to know the rules to break them? That's how I feel about hand stuff.
The rule of three.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Show me that you can finger.
Yes.
And maybe I'll blow you.
And then we'll paint.
But you haven't yet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
I'm just saying.
Cake and eat it too.
Bring it back.
We're a Christian podcast.
We're a Christian conservative podcast.
Since that seems to be the way the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
Let's just say no penis scene before marriage.
No, and don't have a boy blow another one.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Hate that.
Actually, I love when that happens. Yeah, I can't even pretend. None of this applies to gay guys.
Yeah, gay guys,
keep doing what you're doing. I love your work.
I'm there for it.
I love your work. Yeah. Big fan.
Big fan of your work. Yeah.
Also, don't sell your skis to Indian people. Just kidding. Just kidding. It's a joke. Unless you'll sponsor me, Turning Point USA.
Hello. Is that skis or racism?
Racism.
Okay.
Yeah. Candace O is on.
It could have been either one.
Yeah,
it could have been either one. Turning
stuff.
Point. That's
Turning
like
Point.
Skis.
Yeah,
sounds
exactly.
But I would venture to say a lot of people who ski are racist.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, get out, racist. You know, the kind that's like, we love Obama.
Yeah, they don't realize that they're as racist as they are.
Dem-lib racist.
The scariest
They're like, so where are you from?
Yeah.
Racist.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I didn't grow up in that environment at all.
Same.
I have one last seg I want to do.
Yeah. And
get the fuck out of here. This is what's been on my mind recently. And like, it does kind of come from polite dem-lib society a little bit, this whole thing. And I'm going to bring up Michelle Obama because I'm the racist person on this podcast. No, it's just, it's about like, what was it? What did she say? When they go low, we go high. Right. Which is, I think, a great phrase for when people say like fucked up prejudiced shit towards you. I think it's a great.
Sure. Yeah.
I have no qualms with it coming from her for that purpose, but I do think respectfully when people tell you to like rise above when someone has wronged you or like don't gossip, don't talk about this thing in public,
don't make a mess,
be better than them. I'm like, you're just trying to silence women.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling me to shut the fuck up about it.
Yes,
is what you're doing.
But in this veneer of like, be a proper lady, be the better person. I have to be the better person by being silent about this predator. Right. Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
Or even
about?
Not a predator, even just someone who's like fucking annoying.
Yes, exactly.
Like if someone's an asshole to me all the time,
yeah,
I'm not allowed to like walk into a room and be like, I don't like that guy, he's an asshole.
Right.
Why?
Well, it makes you hard to work with.
Yeah,
it's crazy when it's like these are the people that should be hard to work with.
Yeah, totally.
And we're telling you about them.
Fuck the high road.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
I never liked it. There's also, if men are truthful about bad shit, they're like heroes.
Brave.
Or they've like, they'll finally say what everyone's been thinking.
Yeah.
But when a woman does it, it's like, oh, She's
stooping to his level.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The stooping thing is crazy.
I'll stoop.
Yes.
You want to play on this level? Yeah. I'll stoop.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
You've been calling me a whore and a liar on the internet for months.
Yeah.
And I just have to be like, well, it doesn't really bother. Of course it bothers me.
Yeah. It's me.
What are you, nuts? Oh my God.
No, it's like the condition. It's like the conditioning of like being a woman too.
Yeah.
As well. Just be like, yeah, you can't be hysterical or, you know, or do anything. Cause then you will be hysterical.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You can't even be uncomfortable.
No, you can't. No, you can't be uncomfortable. You can't even interpret something the way it was meant to be interpreted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can't even be like, this was creepy. Like,
right.
You know, yeah. Like, I don't know. And then also the thing that goes along with that too are like, don't share personal conversations on shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yes.
You said it.
And I said what I said and it's all there.
Yeah.
And that's what fucking happened.
And that's what happened.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. You didn't want me to share this, you shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
Yes. I live my life. If you know me, be okay with me saying what you did on a podcast. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Don't do it then.
And also before the pod, Elena shared some text messages that someone we knew.
Hello.
We can delete this part if you want. We can edit this part if we want.
Nobody knows when this was recorded.
No one knows. This is November of 2024. she showed us some text messages of a person that we know who is being very unhinged towards her. Mm-hmm. And I know this person is being unhinged everywhere towards everyone. And I'm like, why? Why are you not fearful?
Yeah.
It's because you know that we should be screenshotting text messages and posting them on stories. And I'm not saying you should do that, but like they know.
They know. Yeah. And they're not scared. And that's the scariest thing about it to me.
Yeah.
Is that it's like this situation that we're talking about, but then also like a multitude of other situations that are similar, that it's just like, I cannot believe that there's that many people that know about this and you feel so comfortable operating the way that you do, and it's only because you're so confident that no one will say anything or call you out on it.
Yeah,
and
it sucks so bad
annoying.
When you like when you finally tell people that you think somebody's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of the people you tell go, yeah, I know.
It like almost feels worse.
Well, why didn't you fucking tell me?
Like, I
didn't
know.
Why wasn't anyone talking about this?
Yeah.
He tricked me and you guys let him.
Yeah.
And you knew because you were all taking the high road.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
How about tell me next time?
Yeah, for real.
Well, I think
we should start doing a thing before we like even become friends with a man.
Yeah.
We should like post his photo on our Instagram story and be like, do you guys like him?
Right.
Yeah. Well, or is this his move? Does he act likable?
Yeah.
God. I mean, that's what Are We Dating the Same Guy is for, that Facebook group, but it's more specific than that. Even for friends, right? I'm like, oh, I made a new man friend. I'm so excited. I love when a man is fun and nice and not scary.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, they're like, he's actually an energy vampire who weirdly likes other women's
and
pictures.
And we've all been saying that.
Right. No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
You would have told me. People tell me things.
Yes.
God.
And you're sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I was just saying, like, the other side of it, too, like, with, because there's always going to be a person that you, like, you go up and you're like, hey, so-and-so, like, don't hang out with them. And they're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, that risk of, like, that
and then
person,
you're the person
too.
Who's starting drama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They started drama when they were mean to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not starting drama by, I'm just reporting the news.
Or people act like you're, like, not being an adult because you warned them. I'm like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? I see you about to fuck that guy. I'm telling you.
Yes.
You know?
People act like you're gossiping derogatory.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm gossiping whatever the opposite is.
Yeah.
I'm gossiping in the good, safe way.
Yes. I'm gossiping rogatory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is rogatory gossiping. This is to protect my tribe.
Rogatory. Yeah.
Dude. Regulatory and rogatory. You're right about the, it's crazy that you're not scared. And it kind of loops back to like the whole thing of like men are not worried about being boring the first date because they just have they can be rapists and they can be boring with no consequences.
Yeah. Yeah.
And them not being scared makes me be like, what else are you capable of?
Yeah.
Because every man that I've ever like connected with on any true level as a friend or a boyfriend is like so nervous all the time that they did something wrong.
Totally.
That's like, to me, if I was a man and I understood how the world worked and what women went through, I would be like, oh my God, I hope I'm not another person that added to that thing.
Yeah.
It's
sort of like being a white person.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're like, I really hope that I'm not doing, like I'm not even in a space that I'm not wanted.
You know? And maybe that's too far and annoying to people sometimes, but
I'd rather be that kind of annoying. I'd
rather you be that than be like, that was probably fine.
Yeah, I'd rather be that kind of annoying than be a white lady with box braids.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or a woman who talks about Indian people on their podcast in a way that she shouldn't be.
Or a guy who's like pissing everyone off all the time and nobody has the stones to tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
I do.
You have the stones.
I'll tell people.
Yeah. Mine are growing. Slowly.
Love telling a guy I just don't like him.
It's beautiful.
I just don't like you.
Don't rise.
I told a guy recently that he'll never do my show. My Wednesday show. This guy comes all the time and annoys everybody.
I feel like I kind of know. Yeah. I might know who we're talking about.
And he like made a comment to me about how he like he's always showing up.
Yeah.
And I just turned to him and I went, "You'll never do the show.
Oh.
You don't have to keep coming. Oh. You'll never do the show." Oh.
Does he show up really drunk a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We were talking
and
about.
And he acted like Michelle Obama. He laughed. He laughed like I was joking. And I just kept looking at him.
Hell. God, I need some of you. Yeah. I need a line of
it
Lizzie some days.
So good. It does feel so good. Once you start doing it, you'll realize how good it feels. And then you have to like tamp it down a little.
Yeah. You get like drunk off power because you've been suppressing it your whole life.
Yeah. I was like hanging out with these guys recently that I just met, and I kept wanting to like make jokes about them like not being funny. And I was like, "You have to chill."
Yeah, sometimes
you have
I'll
to chill.
That.
You don't know these people.
Yeah. And then they're like, "Oh, you're insane," and you're like, "No, I'm yeah. It's a reaction to everything."
And it's
I know
the thing where like I only wanted to say that because they were funny.
Yeah,
but they don't know me.
Yeah.
So I was like very aware that I was. Oh my God, you're gonna love this.
Yes.
When I was in Europe, we like met this comedian
Slay. By the way, stop for a second. Lizzie went to Europe.
I was in Europe.
Moving in with her boyfriend all within the same week.
And oh I went God. To Europe and it's everybody's problem.
She didn't smoke a cigarette.
I didn't smoke one cigarette in Europe.
Proud.
Anyway, we met this. I did a couple shows while I was there. And we met this guy after one of the shows who was just like so, like, immediately annoying.
Ugh.
And like he did this thing where he like tried to explain to me that it's hard for women in comedy, you know?
Love it.
So he was just like being annoying.
And
you know that I like famously can't fix my face when I don't like someone.
Yeah.
But the other comics there, like they had more of a relationship with him than I did.
Yeah.
And one of my friends who knows him came up to me while we were all talking. He like pulled me aside. My friend goes, you have an energy. And everybody's picking up on it, and you gotta tamp it down.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
But I don't like him. Oh. And he was like, you have to chill out for one night. And I was like, you're right. You are right.
Incredible.
But also, I'm right.
That's a strong black woman.
Yeah.
As a man. Yeah. Wow.
You have an energy.
Held you a lot. Yes. Sometimes you have an energy. Sometimes I have an energy.
Yeah. And I knew that everyone was noticing, but I was like, whatever. I don't fucking like the guy. But I wasn't considering the fact that my friends have to continue knowing. I don't ever have to know this guy.
Yeah.
My friends have to continue knowing him.
Yeah.
So I had to like, I had to figure it out. But I was like,
you do a little Reiki and shift the energy.
I just like then it zoomed out and saw myself being a huge bitch for 10 minutes to the point where my friend had to intervene.
You had to like go into the corner and sage yourself.
Yeah. And he was totally like, I get it, man. Nobody likes him. But chill the fuck out, dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a guy that I'm like that around, and always every time I'm like that with someone, they go ask others, does she not like me?
Same.
And I'm like, you know the answer.
Yeah.
Don't ask questions.
Sometimes
you know
they
the
ask me.
To. Crazy.
And I'm like, yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course I don't.
What do you mean?
We've never had a good interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the complete opposite, and I know
I keep my eye on
people that seem to think that we have a relationship, platonic or not, and that's really concerning. And it's been very evident in the open mic that you guys gave to me very generously.
Shout
but
out
the
to
amount
me,
of people
girls.
That walk, you start running open mic, you figure out
I know.
Who thinks
you're a pussy?
Yeah. That they're friends with you.
I was the pussy of the two, and they would come to me and be like, "Yeah, early grip, you don't like me." Yeah.
And I gave Andrea permission to be like, "Lizzie doesn't want to."
That's kind of what Grace has done now. People, where I'm just like, Grace doesn't really like it.
Yeah. People would be like, "Why can't I go early at your open mic?" And I'd be like, "Just tell them I don't like them."
Yeah. Freedom.
But no, it's gotten so crazy with that now that I'm like, I will start pulling your fucking names on stage randomly if that like makes everything better. Yeah. People
ban
just can't
them.
Ban them.
Yeah, you, my lady, have people pleasing tendencies really that bad. I feel in within myself.
Yeah. And I was like that.
Yeah.
This didn't come from, I wasn't born this way.
No.
I worked for this.
she was degraded down. She was whittled down.
I was whittled down to a little nub.
And then she rose from the ashes like a phoenix.
And then I was too mean for a while.
That's what has to happen though, because you correct it. And then a few people got to take strays.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no, I'm not doing that anymore. You know, like I've.
And whatever.
Got things like that in my life for sure where I'm like, ooh, that was an overcorrection. Something that I was trying to change.
Or a lash out from years of being abused.
Because I don't have this thing that you guys, like this, like, I'm gonna tell you right now that I don't like you or whatever
it's,
it is.
I don't do it all the time, by the way. It's very hard.
It's like a scary thing for me. You know, like, I have that feeling, but I don't do anything about it. And then eventually I'm like, I'll poison your water supply. Like, I can't fucking handle it.
Of course.
Here's the thing. That scares me. The rage that I will let build up inside of me before I tell someone that they're just kind of being a jackass.
Standard. Yeah. I used to punch walls. Don't worry about it.
Here's the thing. I can tell someone I don't like them, but I am still scared when it happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My boyfriend is not.
Incredible.
He's like a guy who will be like we were like at a bar recently and this guy kept like trying to hang out with our group of friends who like was a stranger. And my boyfriend will just turn to someone and be like, "Hey man, you're being kind of annoying."
Hell yeah.
Beautiful.
And he did that in front of me. I was hanging out with his friend who I like and who's my friend now. And he said that to this guy in front of us and we both turned to each other. And we were like,
that's so fucking awesome.
I did this recently. I texted it to you because it was such a big day for me. I was babysitting. This is similar to the open mic. I was babysitting a comedy club because my friend was going away for the weekend. So now comedians hang out just for the laymans of this podcast, the non-stand-up comedy people. Comedians will circle around you like a vulture and see if you'll give them like 5 minutes of time on the show.
Or like if someone can't make it to their spot, maybe you'll turn to them and ask them to do
which is a smart move. It's not like a bad look necessarily, unless you're someone who's so bad that you'll never get booked here no matter what. I'd rather burn this place to the ground than you perform here, which was the case of this person. And this person like also was on a show with me, was bad, and his whole set was about like how he doesn't like his wife and it calls her a bitch.
I was on that show too.
Yes, and he's like a five.
And I said something about it on stage.
Yes. It was very misogynistic, almost in a cartoonish way, where I'm like, oh, we don't like do comedy like this anymore. This isn't like the 80s.
Yeah, I said something about it because it felt like I had to. Yeah. Like it was that over.
Yeah.
It was insane. And then he was hanging out and he was like, he comes up to me and he's like, "Can I get up?" And I was like, "No." And then he was like, "Even on the 11? And I was like, "No."
No.
And it felt so good. But I was also like, oh, I'm going to take more time out of my night and potentially give good comics less time.
Because you want it.
You bullied me by asking me directly. You see me running around telling other people they can do it. I'm not coming to you for a reason.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's like that guy who I told would never do my show. He was like, I hang out here so much. And I was like, right. And that's like a clear indicator, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You come here every week.
Right.
And no one's ever asked you to do the show.
Yeah. Right.
So that's not actually like a point.
Yeah.
Like you're using that as like, aren't I a good little dog? I come here every week. And I'm like, brother, you come here every week.
Right. Yeah. And you're not like, I think I know who you're talking about, but just that general person, like in general, that person, not a good audience member.
Right.
Like every time I've gone to Comedians You Should Know, if I just named that, but I shouldn't have.
No,
But you know, I go there and I feel bad when like you walk up or like Carmen walks up and they're like, "Hey, will you guys like sit in the audience?" And I'm like, "No."
I
don't want, you know what I mean? But like, that's what he is there to do.
And these
is
guys
to social
always...
network, not to support the, like you're not, you can tell when someone is there to support your show.
Yeah. And I'll say this, where's my camera? I will say this.
Right there, baby.
All of these fucking boy comedians come and hang out at my show and you know what they do? They talk when women are on stage.
Fuck you.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You will never do my show if you do that. Because I've noticed it. Like, the Carmen Legala, who's the other girl that runs the show. Yeah. There's a bunch of us. But we're the two women who run the show. We've both noticed that when a woman gets on stage, the volume in the back of the room where the comics are gets a little louder.
Oh, wow.
You motherfuckers will never do this show.
I love that. I love that.
I'll kill you.
I love female I love female gatekeepers in comedy. I also don't love when they turn out to be bad people.
Yeah, and they're like, very often guys, girl, bad
God
people.
God damn it. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do, you know?
Folks, look at this. Such a fun ass time.
What a fun time.
Elena, where can they find you and follow you?
Follow me on Instagram at Elena Bamfield.
Yes. Elena travels a lot, tours a lot. And so follow her because she's hilarious and she could be coming to your town.
Yes. Thank
you. Girls, come out and see her. Thank you. She's so funny and wonderful.
Yeah. I've been starting to do those like 30, 45 minute headlining things.
Yeah.
Would love anyone that would like to sit in the audience. Would be fantastic.
Dude, if you're in a tiny, weird little town where everyone's conservative and Elena's pulling up with her liberal ass, go support her.
Dude, I grew up in Michigan. It's a swing state. I can do whatever room you got.
Hey, she'll do some Indian people stuff. She doesn't mind.
And speaking of tiny, weird little towns, if you're in Ludlow, Massachusetts, this Friday, April 11th, I'm headlining Iron Duke. I think it's a brewery, and you'll never guess who's opening for me. Elena Bamfield. If you're near Ludlow, Massachusetts, and you're listening to this on Thursday, tomorrow night, you can come see both of us at Iron Duke. I'll post the link to buy tickets.
What's your soche?
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, and come to my show in Brooklyn every Wednesday at 9 called Comedians You Should Know. Andrea
Comedy 69 across all platforms. And as always, follow our YouTube channel, Respectfully Podcast. Good night.